Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Look, I don't know whether people in the tourism industry up here that are long suffering, as we know, they've been absolutely horrified that there's been this cost of $150, they believed, as did everybody else, to get your certificate to get into Queensland. For example, after December 17, people realising this, for example, a family of four, it was believed it was going to cost them $600 to get those tests, those PCR tests, to give them access to Queensland after the 17th of December. So what did that mean? It meant a whole lot of people just they shied away from booking to see what was going to happen. Well, now we find out they do. It's bizarre, this. This goes back, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. Perry Jones was on the program. Perry's got ocean freedom. He's on his knees like all of these operators are, commercially, financially, trying to hang in there. And I said to him, if I'm talking to Michael Healy, what's the one wish you would need granted to survive through to Christmas? He said, these bloody $150 PCR tests, they're killing our industry. This is weeks ago. So for a family of four, it's $600, and of course people aren't going to do that. They're going to find alternatives. This was weeks ago. And now let me read for you from the pages of the Courier Mail today. People looking to enter Queensland from December 17 will not have to pay for a COVID test in order to travel, and apparently they never did. It goes on to say, after days of political point scoring between the state and Commonwealth at the expense of worried travellers, fearing they had to pay for, well, they call it $145 here, it's been $150 all the last few weeks, fearing they'd have to pay this $145 for the COVID test in order to enter Queensland, the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt yesterday said the test was not only free, but it always had been. This is outrageous, you know. Anyway, here's the quote. A pathology test will only be charged for a patient when they are required to obtain an official certificate rather than using the existing text message system that is in operation in every state and territory. I mean, are these people so asleep at the wheel that they either didn't notice this or decided not to tell the world and decided to tell all those potential visitors to Queensland and our operators up here? It's just outrageous. It's in operation in every state and territory and has been throughout, apparently, according to Mr. Hunt. He said in a statement issued late last night. Look, it's just such a tragedy that this hasn't emerged earlier. Just think of the number of people that were going to travel to Queensland. Now they've made other arrangements to save that $600 bloody dollars. It's a scandal. I just put a call through Executive Manager Enterprise North. He's President of the Cairns Tourism Industry Association. Kevin Byrne, good morning.
G'day, John. What a disaster.
Well, can you find words? I mean, this is an absolute balls-up. Kindergarten kids would have done better than this.
Look, words fail me, to be frank with you. This has been going on now for not this particular issue. This is a recent issue, but the management of this pandemic by Queensland Health, the Premier, the respective ministers, the previous Chief Health Officer, has just been, frankly, a disaster and has really had a negative effect on regions throughout this state. This is an inexcusable situation. Inexcusable. It is essentially incompetence and a deliberate attempt, in my view, to politicise an issue that should never have been politicised. Mm. This was an agreement struck at the AHPPC, which is the bureaucratic level of chief health officers with the Commonwealth, a recommendation that was endorsed by National Cabinet, and the guidelines have been very clear. And yet the Premier and the Health Minister decided to play politics with this at the expense of regions and the expense of regional economies to make it so bloody difficult and confusing for everybody that they'll bypass our part of the world.
Mm.
And words fail me, John. And, you know, when is this going to stop?
Mm.
You know, people complain that, you know, guys like myself and others take a big stick to the Premier and the state government when they fail. We have every entitlement to. We deserve better. These people need to be more efficient.
Mm.
They need to understand what the agreements were, stop politicising the issue and get on with it. You know, we're way behind in vaccination levels, way behind.
Mm.
And yet, you know, we're running out all these opportunities for people to get vaccinated. You know, if Anastasia Palaszczuk and the health minister and the chief health officer stuck to their game of getting Queensland vaccinated, making sure that the economy ticks over, making sure that the communities are safe, making sure that there's a consistent line so that people who are coming across borders, who are reuniting with families at Christmas and New Year, have a definite set of rules and a clear understanding of what they're to do. This has been a disaster. And the quicker people wake up to the incompetence of this government, particularly in the handling of its rollout at the end of this pandemic, during the phase of vaccination, during the phase of opening up, if they took a clear-eyed view of the competence of this, they would record a big fail against the current Queensland government. Mm. We deserve better.
Do you know, I'm astounded because this goes back weeks when Perry rang in and said, we are desperate to have this looked at, this $150 hit for the PCR test. It is such a disincentive for people coming to Queensland. That was weeks ago. Can you imagine how many tourists have changed their plans to avoid paying that $600 in the meantime? You talk to people up here and they're in the industry and they're saying it's been really disappointing, the amount of booking heading up to Christmas. Well, we know why, and now we know it wasn't at all necessary. Had there been intervention weeks ago, when it was obvious people were deciding not to come to Queensland because of this seeming misinformation, imagine how so many operators up here would be in a stronger position.
Absolutely. They've just been cast to the wolves. You know, there's a whole lot of fatigue out there. There's a whole lot of people saying they can't be trusted. What is the truth here? Is this another spin? Is this politics being played out again? And you know, it's a disastrous effect. Not only is it a disastrous effect economically, but it's a disastrous effect on the morale of communities. You know, we're looking to open up. We're looking for people to be reunited. You know, so there's a guy called Joe O'Brien who runs the News 24 channel. And here he is debating with an ABC reporter about, can he come up here over Christmas? He's got his bookings done for the 20th of December so he could visit his family. Mm. But he's not sure. I mean, this is the sort of stuff that is going on across our airways, in the newspapers, everywhere. People are talking about it. Frankly, John, this state government, in the handling of this pandemic, and particularly the latter stages of it, has demonstrated gross incompetence. Mm. This is not an attack on the health workers, not an attack on our hospitals, it's not an attack on people who are doing their job. This is an attack on the management of the health processes, the health intel, if you like, the politicisation of this whole issue. And we deserve better. And it's high time that the Premier and the Health Minister and these people stop playing this intestine politics. Just get on with looking after Queensland, getting on with making Queensland a stronger and a vibrant state to live in. We're proud of it, and that's what we want to see happen.
Well, confusion reigns. It is just outrageous. But I'll be talking to other people about these developments later. Hopefully, it hasn't been totally destructive and there'll be some people prepared now to take the punt on coming into Queensland. Now from the 17th. By the way, it was the 17th at first, then it came back to the 11th and then it read in the Courier Mail yesterday as Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk prepares to pull the trigger on reopening the border potentially as soon as Monday, December 6th. Now it's back to the 17th again.
Absolutely no clue. Ricochet ran it. You know, all over the place. They can't run a consistent line. They can't run a bath. There you go. Yeah. They wouldn't be able to run a bath at the moment. And this has been going on too long. It's tested too many people. They're all over the place. There's no consistent line. Swapping and changing health bureaucrats. It is just a shambles, and it's just so sad that I've got to call it out like this.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, thank you. Kevin Byrne, Executive Manager, Enterprise North, President, Cairns Tourism Industry Association and former Mayor of Cairns. And it's 18 to 10.